This weekend is Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of December, the Feast of the Holy Family. O Lord, my heart is not proud. As I enter into prayer now, can I put aside for a moment my pride, any sense of self-importance I may have, and place myself humbly into the hands of my God, who knows all my faults and failings and loves me still. Today's reading is from the book of Ecclesiasticus.
For the Lord honours a father above his children, and he confirms a mother's right over her children. Those who honour their father atone for sins, and those who respect their mother are like those who lay up treasure. Those who honour their father will have joy in their own children, and when they pray they will be heard. Those who respect their father will have long life. And those who honour their mother, obey the Lord. My child, help your father in his old age, and do not grieve him as long as he lives. Even if his mind fails, be patient with him. Because you have all your faculties, do not despise him. For kindness to a father will not be forgotten, and will be credited to you against your sins.
Take a few moments now to contemplate this family, the Holy Family we celebrate today. The Mother Mary, the Father Joseph, and their newborn baby Jesus. Now take some time to think of your own family, as big or small as it might be, as close or distant as it might be. It is yours. How do you think of your family? Do you focus on the things that could be better? Or do you focus on a particular person or something else? What feelings does this word honour stir up in you? As you hear the reading again, hold the images of the Holy Family and your family in your mind.
For the Lord honours a father above his children, and he confirms a mother's right over her children. Those who honour their father atone for sins, and those who respect their mother are like those who lay up treasure. Those who honour their father will have joy in their own children, and when they pray, they will be heard. Those who respect their father will have long life, and those who honour their mother obey the Lord. My child, help your father in his old age, and do not grieve him as long as he lives. Even if his mind fails, be patient with him. Because you have all your faculties, do not despise him. For kindness to a father will not be forgotten, and will be credited to you against your sins.
As today's prayer time comes to an end, bring all your thoughts and feelings before the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.